Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the biggest stories in CSGO, quicker than we can actually record a podcast.
Yeah.
rate reviews by the end of the episode really helps us. I'm Logan, this is AZ Ask. Let's get into it. So if you didn't catch my tweet, hardware-related issues last week, technical difficulties. We actually recorded an entire episode, and then you couldn't hear me at all, and you also couldn't see Elliot, and it cut out partway. It was bad. It was not a
fantastic rant about how Device shouldn't have got the MVP at IEM Dallas, no matter what you say. And then he was really bad in the next event, so it kind of... I felt quite justified in saying it, even though that wasn't really the point of what I was saying. I still felt justified. And you just don't get to hear any of it, I'm afraid. So,
now it just looks like you're just going off of what you actually know rather than making a...
And we had to record that bit twice, if I remember rightly, because we had an issue during the... it's been a whole thing.
Yeah. But we have inform... We're back. We're going to talk about Dallas. We're going to talk about other Dallas that's in America, Washington, D.C.
Other Dallas, yeah, as it's well known.
As it's well known, yeah. We're going to talk about the two North America events. We'll talk about some roster changes that are happening. We'll talk about I Am Going to Beat a Challenger. This will be our last podcast
ever.
For a bit.
We will never recording anything ever again.
We'll come back after the player break. There may be some episodes in between, but don't. We're not making any promises. All right. So let's get started with IEM Dallas, which is the furthest away event. Finished 10 days ago as of recording.
I've already forgotten it.
Ents won?
Jesus. I don't remember that.
Mouse was in the finals with them.
Who's on Mouse now? No, I'm joking. Strange event.
There's a lot of
teams had issues. Which culminates in Mouse and Astralis not only making playoffs, but one of them making the finals. Astralis made top six, but weren't looked convincing until they completely fell apart. People were saying Device to get MVP because he was like decent in the group stage. He got outfragged by Torzy in one of his two stage games. I'm just gonna say it again because it's just funny. He had two maps on stage and he got outfragged by Torzy and lost both of them. So, I've put Torzy in one of them and lost both of them, and you guys wanted him to be MVP. That's all I'm saying.
This event was weird, as Elliot said. Reasoning being is it's after the major, which, as we know, is the worst time to have an event, because out of the 16 teams of this event, many are dead. So, we'll go through them very quickly. Noun's not a dead team, but North American, so basically dead. They came into this event with the mindset of we're going to fucking lose, and we're just going to get good practice, and we're going to take good vibes from that.
I like that they didn't fuck around. They're like, we're going to do what we do, and we're going to learn why it's bad, and we're going to learn how to get better. They were under no illusions. You can call it a defeatist mindset, but I think aiming to learn is like you have come in with a goal. That is realistic. It's just up to them whether or not they achieve it.
It's a little odd that they chose to do that and then Cynic left like a week later, who's their IGL.
Maybe that's what they learned.
they learned that they didn't like Cynic.
And this guy's a fucking idiot. I think Cynic's I've always thought he was a decent player. I don't know what he's like as an in-game leader.
Alright. Next three, so Fnatic, dead team. There's been a lot of rumors about Fnatic and what they are doing and what they're cooking. There are none that are concrete enough to even speculate on here.
Flames Fnatic was a rumor I heard a while ago. I heard they trialed Cypher, but anywhere.
Yeah. Evil Geniuses is Evil Geniuses. It's a dead roster.
Yeah, pointless team.
Greyhound is Australian.
Don't want to call them a pointless team because they're at least trying.
Yeah. Furia looked like absolute garbage this event, yeah. but are also considered a dead team because of, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, rumors linking Fallen and Furia.
And we'll get to Fallen in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 9Z, not a dead team, just 9Z.
9Z, so I've watched 9Z because they played at Katowice as well. And they looked pretty decent there. And then they got, like, battered by VP. But kind of not. First pro pretty good. Again. So it's like, yeah, they're not bad. Like, they consistently overperform expectations, which means probably our expectations are a bit too low for them. Because they're consistently pretty solid.
Yeah. Just quite always like feels them. Like there's better teams than them.
Yeah, and there always will be, but...
Yeah. There's always a reason for me to put them... There's never a reason for me to put them higher. There's no. always a reason for me to put them lower, but there's never a reason for me to put them higher. There's never, like, a bright, shining light that I generally see for them. That's
it
my
does
only,
feel like they're missing... It to me, it feels like they're one superstar away from being, like, a top 15 team. Because they're sort of... Their system... Their sort of core is actually pretty good. If they just had a... If you added a superstar to that team, they'd probably be the best team in South America.
You just need Tri to perform at the level that he performed against Zywoo.
Yeah.
Constantly.
If you had that Tri every game, they'd actually be probably the best team in South America. I've just dropped my microphone.
Genius. Okay. Team Liquid. I don't want to say dead team. Because they're only changing one thing, but this was
Nitro's last event.
Was Nitro's last event. The IGL, the caller, right? The guy who's been on the team technically the same amount of time as Allege, a really fucking long time, even with a 2 year break in between, right? So, yeah. Dead team, but not dead team. Complexity, basically dead team. We don't know what's happening with Complexity.
I'm pretty sure Fang's out.
Okay. So, dead team. OG, dead team. By the way, we're at the 7th, 8th portion now, and we're still talking about dead teams.
Dead teams, yeah.
Yeah, OG, dead team.
Yep.
Nico left. Nexus never coming back.
Nexus never coming back as long as Dexter's on the roster.
Yeah, Flame Z is being parted out. Parts. Like, this team's dead. Cloud9, not a dead team, just not very good at the event.
Yeah. Well, one team probably should be a dead team, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did make a change, but I've not heard anything.
Yeah. Astralis, not a dead team.
No, they are a dead team. They've pretty much said they're signing Stare, right?
Yeah, as I say, not a dead team, but have said that in 6 months, they're making a roster change.
Yeah,
so nothing matters.
They're in limbo, if nothing else.
G2, now we know, dead team.
Yeah.
They're talking about changing out, what is it, Hooksie? I think is the only person they're talking about changing
Almost
out.
Almost certainly. You can't really afford to change anyone else. They pay them all too much money to get rid of them. There was a rumor they wanted to get Alexi B back. I don't know if that's going to happen. No, it seems cursed.
So, by the way, that is now, what is that? 12 out of the 16 teams here that we've either considered dead or from Australia.
Or not a threat, yeah.
Yeah. So we've gotten to the top four, the semifinals and the finals. Heroic, not a dead team.
No.
We'll talk about them in a minute.
They'll probably stick together.
FaZe, declaratively not a dead team.
Yep.
Twist came out and said, we're not making any
runs. Nice use of the word declaratively.
Thank you. Maus, kind of.
Dead team.
Maus is always a dead team.
They're a dead team. The rumor is they're getting Suhi back. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that'll happen.
I mean, I'm in for it. And then Ents, a team that, as far as I'm aware, is maybe making changes,
They were considered dead going into it because the rumor was Diha was going.
Diha, yeah.
But then they won. So, I don't know. And... I've heard, I don't know, like if somebody asked Snappy like what he like who he thought were the best players in like tier 2, and he was like really coy saying like I don't want to tell people just in case, I'm like, okay.
That's a little sus, man.
Yeah, okay.
That's a little sus. Okay. So that's Dallas. There's no much. I mean, there's nothing else to go into because three of these teams weren't dead.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It was like, also like we had a lot more to say about it last week, but that's in the ether now. Lost to the annals of time.
Fuck the ether. Okay, and the teams that we actually care about talking about here, we're going to talk about them now in terms of last Premier Spring Finals, which finished up on Sunday. So now we're a lot closer. And let's start talking. I want to talk about the three or four teams that we didn't really see or care about in Dallas. So that's Cloud9, Astralis, Complexity, FaZe. Just none of them seem to have a very good time.
I mean, it's like, end of the season, so you can't, like, you have to take everything with a pinch of salt. And like, but Astralis looks like a device came back off everyone saying he was back and then just looked awful, and
yeah,
nobody's mentioned it. Cloud9, they have to change something. I don't know what, but they have to change something. If it's Nafani, if it's Buster, if it's like another piece,
basically anyone something. But Shiro Exile.
Yeah, you'd imagine so.
And even you'd think about maybe changing them at this point. They've.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
They hit a wall. I don't know. All right. Wasn't there rumors about... You're
like, you have to believe Shiro and Axile are more likely to.
Yeah.
Get, like, you know, be a world class player than Nafani.
You'd think. We rated Shiro very highly a year and a half ago.
Yeah, he is still good, isn't he? Like, let's not. Come on, let's not take the piss.
I think there were rumors about Cloud9 being linked to Chiron after the VP thing. But I don't think anything came of that.
Yeah. I mean, Patsy's available as well.
Yeah. I think Patsy was cracking VP. I wouldn't change Shiro, Axile, or Hobbit on that team.
I get back and forth on Hobbit.
I think that Hobbit is too important of a, like,
I think he is as well.
Standardizing role that...
But he is also, like... He is pretty inconsistent, and that's fine, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you change. I think if you're going to change somebody, you change Nafani and or Buster. Yeah. I think Buster was terrible. But...
Yeah. We all questioned it when they brought in Buster. We said this was, at best, a lateral move, at worst, a worse move.
Do you know who they should get instead of Buster, genuinely? If he's leaving Spirit, they should get Siren. Siren is very stable. He doesn't do a lot wrong.
I could be okay with that. I could be in for that. Astralis, we talked about. Garbage team. Device
yeah,
obsession
they
again.
Looked, they didn't look good. I don't... Okay, so many potential fixes for Astralis, and everyone seems to have different ideas of what's going wrong.
I will tell
you, at some
you really
point, you actually
fit.
Have to point the finger at Glaive.
I've got a really good fix for Astralis. Don't fucking announce you're signing a player 6 months ahead of you signing the player.
I don't think that helped, but I also don't think... The timing is coincidental with Old Sex's quote-unquote drop in performance, but also, he was a very aggressive player, and how many times have we seen a young aggressive player come in, go off in his first few games, and then just cool off completely? Insani... Patsy, although his spike was a bit longer. I mean, Config has these times where he like is insane for three games and he's just like, and then people just like hold an angle instead of running into him and he's just not as good. Like, I think Old Sex is just weirdly, they've like he's more aggressive on the main team than he was on the academy team because they don't want to give him the passive roles because they've gone back to Blame F and now Astralis is bad again. They seem to love role clashes. They just seem to... I don't know. There's a lot of issues with Astralis. I think at some point you have to just look at Glaive and go, like, what are you doing?
No disagreement there. I think I've been asking for Glaive's removal from this team for a while.
I'm not saying you should remove him. I'm saying, at what point do you think we're changing everything else? The only two bits that have stayed the same have been Blame F and Glaive. And Glaive's meant to be building this team.
We know Blame F's the problem already, but they've changed his role in which he's not as much of a problem anymore.
He's I think the way he plays is a bit of a problem, but I can understand some people are skeptical of that. But you have to... It can't always be the fourth and fifth player's fault. That's what I'll say. Like,
yeah.
You said it was the AWPer's fault. You got rid of the AWPer, you got in device. Like,
you had your, your favorite AWPer ever. Like, you got you had an AWPer that's worked with Glade for like a million years, right? You brought
that. Yeah, then it was somebody else. Then it was Mister's fault. So they got rid of Mister and they got in Boz. Okay, fine, you can say Boz isn't that good, whatever. I don't think he's that bad. Fine. Now it's Zipnix's fault. We've got rid of him. We've brought in the kid on the academy team doing Zipnix's roles who's really, really good at them. You've changed every other piece. Like, the ship of Theseus is still not fucking... It's still not going. Like, at some point, you've got to change the engine.
Yeah. The Astralis problem seems to be... I honestly think you could study this as a case study in like a college class on how to go around the problem how to change everything without fixing the problem. Because that's what they've done for the last year and a half. I mean, they missed the last major because they didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. It just keeps going around in a circle, and it seems that they pin the blame on anyone but... Well, just anyone.
Yeah.
They don't have a consistent point of anything. All right. Next team is Complexity. They were the most whatever team here. So
Complexity might be one of the most underwhelming teams of all time.
Let's give a quick stipulation. Just a little bit of stipulation. This should not affect anything, but Sonic was playing instead of Halzerk.
Mm-hmm.
Do I rate Sonic considerably lower than Halzerk? No, I don't.
I do.
But rate him considerably lower?
Yeah, because he hasn't played in 6 months.
Okay. He also did have a fan-fucking-tastic map.
Shit on device. Shit on device.
Yeah.
Which is exactly, like, that. I mean, that's... we've obviously been very harsh about Astralis there. They got beaten in a best of three for elimination against Complexity with a standard.
Yeah, there's Sonic no excuses. Actually, like, pretty good against Device on Overpass 2, which is like an AWPer map, like a map that Device literally wrote the book on how to AWP on Overpass. Like,
yeah,
Device is a fantastic Overpass AWP, and he just got absolutely outcrushed by a guy who hasn't played Counter Strike in 6 months.
I will say, if you can't AWP on Overpass, you shouldn't be AWPing.
Yeah. Though I do think that Dice should still be AWPing, but that's neither here nor there.
He can AWP on Overpass. He's not bad.
So, Complexity looked like garbage this event. Also, playing
like garbage at every event.
Well, yeah, playing with a stand-in, and there's been rumor about Fang not being on this team anymore. So, like,
I would bet money on Fang. Well, I wouldn't, because I'm not allowed to. But I would bet money on Fang.
Got it. So that means I'm going to go make a bet right now.
This is not financial advice.
This is not, no. All right. FaZe. I'm going to give FaZe benefit of the doubt at this event.
FaZe are old. Like, Kerrigan's old, man. He's allowed to feel tired at the end of the season.
Yeah, they're fucking... Everyone's had a long season, and FaZe has been in every fucking event. And the major's over. Let them go on the player break. This is my fuck the events after the major.
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it? Like, it is just shit.
FaZe was tired before the major. Twist came out and was like, hey, we're fucking exhausted. Reasonably.
Speaking of which.
And then they all had to run to North America for two events after the major. Like, I have a lot of friends that went to these events. I'm really happy that we had events in North America. But, like, holy shit, please. Can we just schedule them for after the player break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not rocket science.
So, like, it seems silly to give FaZe that benefit of the doubt. We don't give it to other teams, but at least like FaZe still put on great games sometimes. Like they do still have these tournaments where they are a great team.
Yeah,
they are extremely Quicksilver. Some events they're brilliant. Some events they're terrible. And
well,
there doesn't
still
seem
FaZe.
To be. Yeah, that they are like Real Madrid, like. They will just show up sometimes and be unbeatable, and they will win games that they have absolutely no right to win. At the major, they won so many games that they just should have lost.
Yep. To get into playoffs.
Like a sheer bullshit factor.
And that's FaZe in a nutshell. Like, you can never bet against them, but you can never bet on them.
Just
maybe
don't bet.
It'll be different in CS2. Yeah, maybe don't bet. It's bad for you.
See if you're gambling for sports, not esports.
Also bad advice.
We're full of bad financial advice today, okay?
Bet on stocks.
Hey, I still own
crypto.
I still own my $20 in FaZe, okay?
Do you?
I think it's $18 now. I don't think it's 20 anymore, but
I lost $2 like loss? 500 quid in crypto, so, you know.
That's not
definitely
as bad
don't
as me owning FaZe
stock. Yeah, definitely don't listen to me.
All right, next team to talk about is a team that we didn't think would be talking about in any sort of good light, which is Imperial, which we also thought was a dead team.
I love him. You almost last week, it was the week before when we were on. I love Fallen. I was on board for Fallen to Furia. You watch him play against Cadian and put on a masterclass in how to AWP and in-game lead in a semi-final loss. That's exactly what Cadian has been doing for the last year. AWPing an in-game leading in a semi-final loss, and he's never made it look anywhere near as pretty as Fallen.
Yeah, Fallen looks good at this event. Hota looks good at this event.
They do have Cello on that team.
Everyone at this event had like a game other than Bolts, and I don't even blame. Like, I don't think that Bolts is not meant to be the player that has a game. Like,
Bolts is such a good name for the type of player he is.
He's the nuts and bolts
he's
guy.
The nuts
he's
and bolts
be...
of the team. Like, he's just like he literally sticks. He sticks it together. He keeps everyone together. Like Bolts. Great name
not...
for the type of player he is.
He's not going to have a pop-off game, so I'm not surprised he didn't. But, like, everyone else on this team had a pop-off game at one point. And it didn't feel like it wasn't reproducible, if that makes sense. Like, it always felt that they weren't doing something that it was, like, one player going Super Saiyan. It felt like it was a team effort to get to that point of, like, one player going off. It felt like they were being put in the correct positions and it was reproducible. That it wasn't, unique to, Yota went off today, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, like, Imperial, the talent on this team, like, actually is there to be a better team than they have shown. Obviously, the issue is they're probably going to lose Fallen, who is a key part of everything they do. Like, he is the godfather of Brazilian Counter-Strike. Yeah, like, he's taught everyone in Brazil how to play Counter-Strike. Everyone in Brazil who plays Counter-Strike, either directly or by proxy, learn how to play it from Fallen. So
yeah,
losing him is always going to be a problem. But
dead team G2, third, fourth place, lost to Vitality in the semis. This was an event that what was the Hooksy tweet at right after the event? Like, fuck this or something like that.
I don't know. He's been emo posting the last few weeks. I don't blame him, to be honest.
Yeah, it. Every single day, it sounds like he's going to get kicked, and it's not great.
Like,
yes, whatever, dude.
Yeah. There wasn't that from the event before.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was from Dallas.
Because there was a call where he called to, like, walk into A or something, and they won a round off it, and I just tweeted something like, they just whatever duded it into A because of that tweet. Hooksy is the same player he's always been, and the concerns everyone had when he went to G2 about his individual level were probably justified. But he's also you can rightfully criticize him for that, but he also gets wrongfully criticized for things that aren't entirely his fault. But there probably is some merit to removing him because he just isn't good enough individually at this level. If you get him on a team like Copenhagen Flames, where you're looking to overachieve with like growing players, I think he's probably one of the best people you can get.
The Copenhagen Flames team was always a team that was, we're going to be more than the sum of their parts. More than the sum of their parts. And that feels like the team that he's going to be best on is where he lets everyone else shine in ways that they wouldn't be able to individually.
Yeah.
G2 has always felt less than the sum of their parts.
Yeah. But
like,
then
you look it on paper.
They're always less than the sum of their parts,
no matter
who's in charge. So
they're always less than the sum of their parts, but you look at the paper and you say, it's Hunter, who's like a top five lurker in the world at any given moment. It's Nico, who's a top five aimer at any moment in the world. It's Onesi, who's supposed to be like one of the best players in the world, and JKS, who's just been absolutely solid for months and months and months. And you're like, yeah, how does this team not win? It's because they're always worse than what they are on paper, right?
Strange team. They'll bring in another in-game leader who will invariably be unable to unpoison the chalice he's been handed.
Next on the list is the two finalists. So the first finalist, Vitality, coming back to the finals after their prior win in France.
Still good. Zywoo still choke sometimes.
Yep. I mean, there's not much more to say on that. Like,
yeah, like they're still probably they're still definitely top two, probably the best team in the world. Sometimes Zywoo just chokes on stage. He got two kills on the CT side of Vertigo. Actually, what I think has happened is he's been figured out on the CT side of Vertigo and he needs to adapt. Because it was on Vertigo against Into the Breach
that he got
Cypher was like,
yeah, in that first
killing him over
side,
and over.
Yeah.
And now Heroic doing it, it's like people have figured something out and he's getting caught out of it.
All right, and then the final team, the award winner for the most worthless trophy of this season, Heroic.
It's not the most worthless trophy.
Okay, but
there's
like,
got to be one more worthless. I can't think of it right now.
The fact that we're having a conversation about how worthless this trophy, like
the thing is, they did still beat Vitality in a grand final on a stage.
You know what this sounds like?
For them is a big step.
This sounds like a stipulation.
Warning, stipulation alert. Warning, stipulation alert.
I've been waiting to use that for like 2 weeks.
Amazing.
I've been waiting for it.
Yeah, no, it's like for them it is big to beat her. Like, and you saw Kadian's reaction when he won. He like jumps on the stage. Like,
yeah, he jumps
on
he does the Stewie.
Yeah, he's like, it clearly meant a lot to them to beat Vitality on stage. But they also did this like a year ago where they won a blast event and then just kept joking. So
yeah, I mean, that's literally what it was.
Like, it feels like it could be a big moment for them, but it could just as easily not be.
Yeah. And that's Blast Premier Spring Finals.
Yeah.
Apparently, from my sources on the ground, of which I had many, a terribly run event.
Yeah, I mean,
apparently
I'm not going to say too much because I'm an employee at Blast.
Currently, yes. Apparently people like walked in and you couldn't leave, which like fine, reasonable, but they ran out of food after the second game, after like the second map or something like that, or they were running out of food after the second map and they still had an entire other best of three and just tickets were really late. It was not a fun time. Okay.
Suboptimal.
Yeah, let's talk about the last event, which has important North American teams in it. ESL Challenge Katowice 2023, the winner of which gets a spot in Pro League.
The second place also would have got it because Ents had already qualified. So VP, before they won the final, had already qualified. Don't think anyone told them that because Jame in his interview is like, oh, we qualify for Pro League with this win. It's like, you actually already qualified.
Yeah. 8 teams here. It was a smaller event. None of these teams, other than Ents, had like done a huge amount recently. Forza was at the major. 9Z was in Dallas, but like just quiet from all of them. 7th, 8th place teams Pain and Bravado. If you've forgotten Bravado, we'll talk about Pain first. Pain, obviously, Brazilian orc, did not look good. Looked, in fact, very bad.
Yeah.
There's been conversation about the famed Brazilian shuffle that's about to happen.
Apparently, they're in for Fallen, right?
They were apparently talking about Fallen. But there's also rumors of members of Pain going to other teams.
Yeah.
Of which, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be cryptic on me trying to be cryptic because we're not allowed to say this. The Brazilian shuffle is like the French shuffles, but all together at once.
Yeah.
The amount of people going to different teams at a given moment right now in Brazil is ridiculous, and I legitimately don't remember which players from Payne are going where.
It's PKL, Hardzau, and Nekis were rumored to be going as a package. Oh, I can't remember. They're all going to one team, the idea being replaced by Fallen Fur and one more.
This is what I'm saying, is that the Brazilian shuffle is wide and takes Brazilian team into account.
It's because Nekis isn't on the team. It's PKL, Hardzau, and
PKL's
Zevi.
Not on Ping.
Okay, Nekis, Hardzau, and Zevi.
Yeah.
Because Fallen would come in, would take over in-game leading and Orping. Fur would come in, and then there would be a fifth. But I don't know who that fifth is.
This team's a... Not just this team, all of Brazil right now is about to change. Whatever you know about Brazilian Counter-Strike, you expect it to be different.
Yeah.
Bravado, if you don't remember them, that's reasonable. Because the last time we saw this team was when it was made up of three South Africans and a Canadian and an American.
And then they became ATK?
No, they became Cloud9.
Oh, yes, of course. And then Extra Salt.
Cloud9 and then Extra Salt. Yes, this was the J Team, MOTM, Sonic, OC.
God, yeah.
And I'm missing a player.
Fady?
I don't remember who it is.
Missed him?
No, I don't think either of them were on that. Hold on. We're gonna have an issue here now.
Sonic.
It was
G2.
Sonic. Oh no, it was Fady.
Yeah, I thought it was.
But Fady didn't play on Cloud9.
No, they dropped him for
this
floppy.
Team.
They're floppy.
Oh, they added floppy on Cloud9? Okay.
Okay.
Well, they added floppy on, yeah, something like that.
Some shit.
Because floppy was definitely on Cloud9.
It was, yeah, JT, OC, Sonic, MOTM, floppy. Yeah. So Fady didn't join with them on Cloud9. Okay, neither point not there. Last time we saw Bravado as an org in a reasonable-ish sized tournament was back when they had the roster with OC and JT and Sonic on it. So they didn't do particularly well.
I think they were surprisingly decent. They took a map off Party Astronauts. I mean, like Party Astronauts, whatever, like whatever you
we'll
think of Party Astronauts. But like individually as players, they looked really solid. There were some moments where you just see them just run onto a bomb site and just rip heads off. You're like, these guys can play the game. Vil, just one of the guys, I think was really good. There was another one who I was quite impressed with. Not amazing anything. I mean, they still went out eighth, but I came in expecting absolutely nothing, and I was like, I think they got like 11 rounds offense or something, and then won a map against Party Astronauts, like probably better than you were expecting. They individually look pretty decent as players.
I just don't think anyone expected them to win.
No, obviously not. No, obviously not.
Okay, next team on the list is Static, which is the Danish group.
Usually formerly solid at challenger events, a little bit disappointing.
Yeah. They went 5th, 6th. To be fair, this is a little bit more stat of a challenger event than normal. You generally don't get your Virtus Pro and your Ents.
Usually like two decent teams, one okay team, maybe two okay teams, and then four like you expect to go out in groups.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it was actually less stacked because coming in, I had no idea how good Virtus Pro were.
Barely good enough to win.
They were back. They were back to the same disgusting, slow, not always slow, but always methodical, always calculated, always 30 rounds against big teams kind of games.
Yeah. I don't have much more to say about Static. They're still kind of getting their shit together because they released the old Static roster that had Wolfie and Bird from Sky and Fasher back in August of last year and have been slowly getting their stuff together on what they want to do.
They feel like a team who are more than the sum of their parts, but probably just need better parts to me. But they're not a bad team. I mean, They lost to 9Z in three maps. Admittedly, the second map they should have lost. They literally won three. I think Salazar won a 1v1 and then two 1v3s or something at 13-12 down to make it 15-12 on Anubis. You're like, what are you supposed to fucking do? Like,
You can't do that regularly.
Next team, Party Astronauts. Formerly E.G. White. Now they have a better name. Thank the Lords for them having a better name now.
Much better merch. Their merch is cool.
Yeah. I have a Party Astronaut hat on the way. Very excited. The Party Astronaut logo is just perfect. I please save this brand. Yeah, so they added Sexy, and they're going. Like it.
Yeah, they were good until they played against Ents and they got smacked.
And realistically, that exactly what was expected.
Yeah.
But they got good practice in Europe, I'm sure. And this team will always be the best, if not one of the best, non-EG Complexity Liquid team, and they're still better than EG right now. They'll be a top five team in America constantly.
They're fine. But it's just really hard to get excited about them because they're not particularly young and they're not particularly fresh. I don't know.
Some of them still have a good chunk, but the problem, your problem continues to be Ponalone is 32.
Yeah,
and so brings the average up a bit.
Ponalone's 32. Ben Leet's been around for a while.
He's 25. Sexy's 22. Like, this is 21. Chop is 21.
If they were all like 19, 20, you'd be like, oh, you know, this team's like quite exciting. But yeah. It's really hard to
this
get
feels
excited.
Like,
they feels like they plateaued a while ago.
It kind of feels like what the old guys club was when it had like Shroud and stuff on it. It was like
No, because they are a serious team. It just feels like the progression is just not there. I don't know.
All right. 9Z, talked about them before. They looked like a totally different team here than they did in Dallas. To be fair, they played a lot worse opponents. I mean, they beat up on Pain. And then a Static to make it to semis.
They're not a bad team at all. DGT is a good player. Tri is a good player.
Especially
like, they're all good players. It's just, none of them are superstars.
Fours, exact same vein. It's a Jerry team, so we expected them to make playoffs. And that's exactly where I expected them to finish.
Fours seem to like always, whenever you expect them to do something, they will underwhelm, but as soon as you forget about them, they will overperform.
They're nip.
Sort of. They're like too perfect as underdogs where they're always underdogs. But I don't know how to describe it. Like, they will never win an event. But like, you could put them in an event with worse teams and they'll just never seem to win it. But if you put them in a stacked event, they'll make top eight somehow. But then they'll lose comfortably in the quarterfinals. They're a bit like Benfica in the Champions League. They're just always there. And there was a period where they just kept getting like top 16. They just never did anything else. It's kind of sad. It always feels like they're on the brink of something great, but they're just not. Shelfie was like the best entry fragger in the event, and then he played against Sun Pius and went 0-8 in opening duels.
Sun Pius the GOAT?
Sun Pius is so good, man.
Alright, speaking of Sun Pius, Ents, the second place team here. We talked about Ents a lot in reference to Dallas. They were just good.
We're in a good team.
There we go, Ents. Virtus Pro, they have Jame. They played like Jame.
They're so back. Some of the like antics Jame pulls off. They're so bad. There was a game that went to overtime. It was round 31. I looked at Kikut's score. He was 11-12. It was round 31. He was 11-12.
I do want to talk about something in reference to Virtus Pro, which is that the ESL did a video spoofing the Counter-Strike improvement stuff for CS2, where they introduced bounties. for like saving over and over again, and every single pro was like, wow, wait, that's a good idea, and then they saw the rest of the shit in the video and was like, nah, never mind, this is bullshit. We should institute bounties, but just for Jame, just for Virtus Pro plays. It just forces them to play quicker.
He's bizarre. Do you see the interview with Fame before one of the games
where
I did not.
I think it was before the final, and Tech Girl was like, "Oh, do you have the like a special plan for this game or something?" And he just smiles and just goes, "Yeah, we're gonna save every single round."
Oh my fucking lord!
Amazing. It, like it, clearly tongue in cheek, but it's just his delivery was just so deadpan. It was so good. We're just gonna save every round. I'll never be ready for it. Amazing. I love him so much.
All right, we've got some starting of roster mania moves to talk about. Let's start with the big one that came out earlier today, which is Hampus has returned to Ninjas in Pajamas. Alexi B was benched, so they'll be keeping Config on the main roster.
Yep, and Brolin.
And Brolin.
And Rez.
Brolin famously wanting to play in an international roster. This helps that.
This is like the one time I don't think Alexi B is at fault for a team, and he's still getting cucked.
No, this team's just...
I actually don't think Alexi B could do a lot more with the pieces he had.
No.
And I'm a big Alexi B doubter, but I don't know what more you can expect from a team with Brolin, Rez, and Config on it.
I don't know what you... Yeah, there's nothing much you do here, right? Like, it's just kind of a garbage team right now. It's just always underwhelming. It's like worse G2. It really is. Happy Hampus is back. Hopefully their T-sides get better. I don't expect them to, but hopefully they do.
Hampus is an upgrade over Alexi B purely because he can actually play the game. No, that's harsh. Alexi B can play the game. Hampus is actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Alexi B is actually quite good for an in-game leader. But
Hampus can be a pretty good, like a very good rifler on his own without any of the IGLing stuff. And then he is a pretty good rifler while IGLing as well.
Yeah. He does kind of call around himself being good. But I think if you are good, you just should. Like,
yeah. And makes sense. He's been fine.
Hopefully he's still as good after his break.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have to turn left and right with his mouse buttons anymore.
That does sound cursed.
Yeah, he turns because of like a wrist injury, he turns like 90 degrees with mouse buttons instead of like actually turning his mouse. It's weird. I don't know. Okay, Nouns have parted their ways with Cynic. We talked about this at the top of the show. That just he's no longer there. And in conjunction with this, before anyone starts speculating that maybe Liquid will pick him up as he was an IGL for an American team, Liquid have come out and said they're not looking for IGLs. They want to stick with Yukindar's IGL. We'll see how that works on the Liquid front.
Yeah, I don't like it, but
I may be a fan of it. We'll see what the fifth player is. If they bring in like a very vocal fifth player that isn't like going to IGL but can be a harsh second IGL, then I could be in an okay for it, but
it just seems bad. I don't know. Right. I don't get it.
Yeah. All right, next on the list. Mouz is signing Suhi because of course they are.
Yeah.
So
cool. He finally gets the chance to play with his boys at the top level.
Here's the bit, right? Should this transfer come to happen, Mouse's roster will be Suhi from the Mouse Academy team, Torzi from the Mouse Academy team, Exertion from the Mouse Academy team, Frozen. JDC from the Mouse Academy team.
Do you Synchron remember
from the Mouse Academy team? I've never seen more Mouse Academy team players on any team other than
Mouse Academy. Do you remember, probably a year ago, we had a discussion about the Mouse Academy team, and I said they should call everyone up from the Mouse Academy team but keep Frozen on this roster and just lose. They literally call up JDC, Suhi,
Exertion,
Torzi, and Exertion. Keep Frozen. There's your five. It's just taken them way too long to get here. Because it's not like what I said was out there. I'm not saying that I should take credit for this, because I feel like everyone kind of thought the same thing. Why is it taking so long? Like, how are the only people in the world who didn't think Suhi was good the staff who works with him? Are we missing something? Like,
maybe Dexter is just such a genius, okay?
Apparently, I think Frozen likes Dexter. I think that's part of the reason.
But, like, it reminds me of when Chelsea got rid of Kevin De Bruyne, and everyone except Chelsea seemed to realise that Kevin De Bruyne was fucking brilliant. And then, like, 2 years later, the team they sold him to sold him for 50 million to Man City, and now he's, like, arguably a top two player in the world. And it's like, everyone could see it except the team who had him, who were just willing to let him go. And that's what it felt like with Shuey. It was like, are you sure you want to do this even on loan? And they're like, yeah. Like, and then they sold him, and they're like, are you sure? Because this doesn't make much sense to me. And then I guess we go full circle, and they finally signed. Oh yeah, actually no, that guy we had actually was pretty good. We should spend a lot of money to bring him back. Genius.
All right, we got one more dedicated roster move thing. This is what you were talking about earlier. You were right. I was wrong. HLTV has decided to bless us with an actual writing of what's happening in Brazil because we're incompetent. So Fluxo,
that's it. Because the
Pains trio of PKL, Zevi, and Hardzau. PKL being on the Pain bench right now.
I see. I knew I'd seen his name.
And so they're
trying just signing all of Pain's bad players.
And they're keeping Lukauzi and VSM and dropping Phelps and Woody, which one of those is reasonable.
I'm not even going to try and understand what's going on in Brazil.
I have absolutely no way to understand this.
Brazil is this really weird, like, insular ecosystem. But they all have these weird... they have these weird internal ratings of players where nobody outside of the region seems to understand them. It's like if you talk to a musician about music, they have really weird ideas.
Yeah. Can we bring back MIBR, but not... MIBR with like Fallen and Fur and Cold Zara. Can we bring back the Tarek Stewie MIBR? Because I feel like what Brazil needs is a good injection of American blood.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember the MIBR roster that had Stewie and Tarek?
Roster. But what are you talking about? Why do we want this back? This was the most cursed thing I've ever seen.
It's gonna right now. Brazil is just rotating the same seven players around on all the teams. We need an injection of new players.
An injection of Valorant streamers. What do you mean new players like Tarek and Stewie? We've been playing since 2014.
No, I don't think it should be Tarek and Stewie. I think it should just be new people.
Right.
New foreign, like new people who are totally foreign to the system.
That makes more sense. I was
injecting them in. I'm not specifically asking for Tarek and Stewie. I want an MIBR style thing where they bring in two players from another region who are good on their own and bring them to bolster the already existing Brazilian talent, which is good. They're just very incestuous in which they like the only rotate the same five people.
The problem is that a lot of them like speaking Portuguese and want to only speak Portuguese. I swallowed that drink the wrong way and my eyes are watery. I'm not just crying over the state of Brazilian Counter-Strike.
Oh. No, you definitely are.
I love Fallen, man.
All right. I don't think there's a huge amount more that we have unless you've got more moves.
Yeah, ex-Copenhagen Flames have disbanded.
Yeah.
They're not bothered.
I end of the podcast stuff we can go through.
I got nothing more.
Yeah, so welcome. This was the last podcast for a bit. We'll be back after the player break. There may be one or two sprinkled in. I've got some ideas on the back burner, but they're more full-length feature pieces than they are talking about things that are going on. We'll have a Roster Mania recap right before Cologne starts with our Cologne stuff. We'll talk about all that then. But until then... our shout outs. Find us on Twitter at Logan Rahab, at AZ Esk, and at ReadTLDR. You can find our Roma Bib created counter cube posters at shop.readTLDR.gg. There will be one over here next time you see us. They're coming, they're in the mail right now. And we'll be back again after the player break to wrap up season 5.